Hi there, you are listening to Faith at Work podcast and I'm your host Joe Thomas. Today, we bring you a brand new series called Reboot. This will be a long series. In the weeks to come, we'll have some guests who will join us to give the perspective about Reboot. Essentially, the objective of this series is to challenge all of us in these opportune times to reboot to default settings, just like we do when a computer or a mobile phone starts to hang. Sometimes in life, we all have to reboot again to get back onto our feet. So today, in our first episode, as we unintentionally pause ourselves, we will be looking at two important things as we prepare to reboot. Number one, valuing the moments of pause. And number two is evaluate and reflect. I don't know about you whether you're used to intentionally pressing the pause button of your life to cherish and evaluate your life experiences to draw some amazing insights that can be food to develop new perspectives or ideas that can forever change your life and maybe others around you. So let's tackle the first point. And the first point is valuing the moments of pause. Today, like it or not, almost 7 billion people have come to a pause. For me, this calls for a wonderful opportunity to use these moments to pause and value the importance of it. For me, being a student of leadership, I'm always trying to connect with my workmates and friends to gather perspectives. Many of them have come back to me saying the positive thing of the lockdown has been time spent with the loved ones. Some of them were longing for this pause in life for a very, very long time. A person like me, for example, in the last 20 years of my career, I've been on the driving seat. By nature, I'm an extrovert and would like to always be around people. I like to plan my days and months, and I'm a person literally driven by my calendar. But there were times in my life where I really longed for long pauses in my life. As a few years ago in my journey, I realized the power and the importance of pausing. And I started to take intentional short pauses in the journey of my life, and I realized those moments turned out to be eureka moments in my life. In fact, these are those moments that can give you perspectives. For Christians, it's biblical to keep the Sabbath. Everyone needs to have a complete time and a day of rest as commanded by the Lord. But I guess most of us are, our weekends tend to be longer than weekdays, and I hope we can use this time. What we have got today in this lockdown scenario is to create new habits and a new habit of pausing intentionally in a life, which could be stepping stone towards an amazing journey that lies ahead. So my dear friends, I want to encourage you. If you are in lockdown today, and if you are facing this long moments of pause, I'd like to encourage you to start falling in love with it and valuing these moments, because these moments are going to be extremely important in your life. And let these lockdown period create that new habit of pausing intentionally. And as you come out of the crisis, as you come out of the lockdown, you're going to have pausing as a habit in your life. The second point I'm going to talk about is evaluate and reflect. Well, now we understood the importance of pausing. And the question is, what are we going to do with while we pause? Yes, rest is important, but equally important would be times to ponder and evaluate on a daily basis the lessons of life and the experiential learning that we have around us. Someone once said this, experience is the best teacher, and I don't agree to that. It's only evaluated experience that can be a best teacher in our lives. So here are a few tips as we continue in this lockdown period. It's to take a look. Yes, if you got a family member around you, just ask them to give your attention for a few seconds and repeat this word. Yes, it's time to take a look. And possibly in three areas. And I'm going to start with the first area, which is looking above to God and trusting in His word. Reflecting on Him on a daily basis in these times are extremely important to get the right perspective. You know, King David says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path." Tuning to the Lord is important for direction. When the world around seems to be in panic mode, it's only God who can give you the peace in the midst of the storm. Reflect on His word and look to Him. I like to recite one of my favorite verses in the Bible. It says, "I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Maker of heavens and the earth." It's essential for us to feed our faith in these times and starve our fears. And moreover, in this season and every season of your life. Second, look around you. When you look to God, ask Him to help you to look around and show things, especially to discern and be intuitive about what's happening around you, especially in the lives of the people. It could be your loved ones, your neighbors, your workmates. Everyone has a perspective in this time. Maybe you can come along someone's sides to just instill some hope. Maybe a neighbor has lost a job or someone is sick and might be needing help. And because you intentionally decided to pause and reflect and look around, you can now play a part to be the Good Samaritan. I was talking to someone yesterday, a dear friend of mine from India. And I got absolutely encouraged. It was a video call and he said, "You know, Joe, I like to show you through my phone the neighborhood where I'm right now in a lockdown situation." And he started to show me a glimpse of the neighborhood through his phone. And what I could realize is, he said, "What do you see around you?" And I said, "Great looking houses. It looks like a rich neighborhood." But he told me that, "You know, yesterday I was just standing around here and I started to look around, and in the midst of these good-looking houses, I could see those small, teeny, tiny settlements of the daily wage earners or those migrant workers who are locked in that situation without any money, no pay, and no work." And he said, "I suddenly realized here's an opportunity for me to make a difference in their lives. I can't do much, but maybe I can cook up a meal and provide at least a meal for the night for all these settlements around me." And he took that step with two or three of his friends, and they decided to cook up a meal. And despite the curfew happening around, they stepped out to be good Samaritans, delivering food at the doorstep of those people settled down there. I'm sure that night, my friend and his teammates provided a smile on the faces of those people. And while I was talking to him, he told me that, "Hey, by the way, look around. Here's my friend who's here right now with 50 kilos of wheat flour." And I said, "What are you going to do?" He said, "You know, yesterday we kind of cooked up a meal and sent to them. I think it's going to be more easier if we can supply at least 5 kilos of wheat flour to each of the family tonight." And that's where he started on his mission, and I'm sure he continues doing that. And that was an absolutely encouraging thought for me. Sometimes we need to pause and look around. Look around in this situation. Somebody desperately is looking for help. The third point here is look for strategic shifts. And yes, I'm shifting now from looking up to God, looking around you. I now want you to wear your business lenses, your strategic lenses, to look for strategic shifts happening during these lockdown period. These are times to look within and try connecting the dots. As they say, in the middle of this adversity lies opportunities. Let us pause and reflect as we might be able to pick up and see new trends and shifts happening around us. A true leader is a person who can see more than others see. And I believe 2020 will be a year of innovation. History has proven it that among the worst situations like post-World War and the Great Depression, mankind was able to come up with the best innovations and creativity. And creativity that was unprecedented. My perspective here is while I work from home, and working from home can essentially become a new normal in the lives of people, this is just sharing some of the perspectives I have gained in my own reflection, looking at what possibly could happen after the world comes out of this lockdown. Work from home can become a new normal. And imagine if 50% of the population starts to work from home if they're tech enabled. Imagine what's going to happen on the traffic. There would be less traffic on the streets. And less traffic means less oil consumption. Less oil consumption can potentially bring down the inflation at a very highly, with a very high level. So there are these cascading effects, ripple effects we're going to see from changes, from innovations that's going to take place, which this COVID crisis has put onto mankind. And these radical shifts is going to make a huge difference the way we're going to be living our lives and doing our business. And yes, my dear friends, these radical shifts are going to give you unprecedented opportunities that you never had in your lives. And this, if you're an investor, train your eyes to look for these shifts. Participate in these shifts as early as possible. So when everything gets back to normal and in full throttle as it gains momentum, you're not only going to be a better individual, a stronger individual, but also a better businessman, a better leader. Well, these are just my thoughts. It's my personal opinion. And I'm sure I want to challenge you all today as you value pausing, as you reflect and evaluate, look for what shifts that do you see. And share some of those shifts. Maybe pick up a paper and a pen and jot down your ideas, and you might see some new ripple effects what's going to happen in your economies. In closing, I want to encourage everyone to value to pause and learn to look to God, look around you, and look for these shifts while you pause and reflect. And while you come out of this lockdown, my prayer is you come out stronger in faith as a compassionate leader who can see more than others see, and as a strategic shifter. More to discuss in the coming weeks, my friends, as we're going to unravel more points as we discuss this series called Reboot. So stay tuned, as in the coming weeks, we'll surely bring in guests who will give and share their perspectives on Reboot. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you have enjoyed it, I recommend you to share this podcast to your friends and your loved ones. And I'm also happy to receive some of your comments. And if you'd like to reach out to me, do email me on coachthomasjoe@gmail.com. Let me spell it out. It's coachthomasjoe@gmail.com. Time for me to sign off. Happy pausing and reflecting.